So can we all rest a little easier knowing that Matthew Stafford threw a little bit of camp? That's coming up next on Locked On Rams.
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day, free and available wherever you get your podcasts. My name is Travis Rogers. Not only am I your host of the Locked On Rams podcast, but I also host the Rams pre, half, and postgame show on their flagship station, ESPN 710. And we are going to get started on that this weekend. Of course, coming up on Saturday, the Rams' first preseason exhibition, however you want to qualify it, they'll actually turn on the scoreboard and the lights at SoFi Stadium and play a football game. Now, none of the guys that you know or really are going to make the team are going to play in that too much, but there will be real football, so I would encourage you to check that out if you get a chance. We've got a good one for you today. OBJ is still unsigned. The Rams seem to have the inside track on being able to re-sign him first, but that does not mean that it's a slam dunk, that it's guaranteed, that there may be some other teams in the mix as well, so we will get into that before too long. Plus, Trayvon Diggs did the Rams a huge favor. We'll talk about what it means to leave Cooper Kupp off of your top five wide receiver list. It is deeply disrespectful, deeply inaccurate, and ultimately, I think, very good for the Rams. That in just a couple of minutes. Today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online has you covered this season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. Bet Online, where the game starts. But let's start right here. Let's start with the topic that has been front and center for the Rams over the last week or so, right? We're talking about Matthew Stafford's elbow and how healthy he is and how effective he's going to be during the regular season as the Rams begin their quest to repeat as Super Bowl champions. Okay, so is this, and Sean McVay was saying, well, he's able to sleep better at night knowing that he was able to throw it all over the yard. We saw reports of him throwing a no-look pass to Allen Robinson, not totally dissimilar to the one that he threw to Cooper Kupp in the Super Bowl on that game-winning drive. And he says that this is an injury that is more irritating than anything else. These are all things that are probably good to hear, but I don't know if I am buying all of this. Here's what Matthew Stafford said after Saturday's press conference. You guys want to talk to me about something other than my right arm? Ha ha, very funny. He went on to say it's gotten a lot more traction than I would have thought, to be honest with you. But to be honest, it doesn't really change my life. I'm just sticking to the plan and trying to get the feeling as good as I possibly can so I can go out there and play really good football this year. Okay, like I mentioned, Sean McVay went on to say that he's sleeping better at night after seeing Stafford throw it all over the yard, et cetera, et cetera. We also heard that it was more of a injury typically associated with a pitcher in baseball than it would be with a quarterback injury. Fine. Show me, don't tell me, right? This is one of the great truths of NFL football, that you can tell me whatever you want. You can tell me that it's an annoying injury, that it's more irritating than it is anything else. You can tell me, Sean McVay, that you are sleeping better at night. You can tell me that after seeing him throw it all over the yard, Matthew Stafford can make jokes about, hey, you guys want to talk to me about something other than my elbow, right? Ha, ha, ha. Oh, yeah, great. You can say all the right things. You can do all the right things until there are guys trying to hit you, until there are guys trying to intercept the ball, until there are guys doing the things that you do in a regular NFL game that are impossible to simulate in a practice, that are impossible to simulate during a dual workout or any of these things, I'm going to be crossing my fingers and holding my breath. Because the fact of the matter is, as important as all of these other guys on the team are, and we're going to talk about Cooper Kupp coming up here in a little bit. We've spent God knows how many hours talking about Aaron Donald and his impact on this team and how important he is, not just to the team last year or the year before that or this upcoming season, but really to the window at large that we talk about with the Rams. But all of that is behind Matthew Stafford's health. Look, there were whispers last season, especially in November when he was really struggling. There were whispers, especially, look, if you go back and look at some of these games, and this is a little bit anecdotal, but it feels right, that early in the game, Matthew Stafford would have a little bit more trouble as opposed to late in the game. And I don't know if that's that the elbow would loosen up, that whatever it was that he needs to do to get right would finally start to take place at that point. But his elbow and its health is a huge deal. This is not a, well, we'll see. This is a huge deal. If his elbow is healthy and he can play 17 games without any sort of major inconvenience or major pain or setbacks, the Rams' chances will be maximized, right? And whether they win or not, who knows, right? That's up to the football gods and your opponents and luck and officiating and health and all that stuff. But at least you got a shot. If it's less than that and you know, knocking on wood right now, if it's significantly less than that and he has to miss some time, I don't know what their chances look like. They're a lot less. I know that. John Wolford may be a capable NFL backup, but he certainly isn't NFL royalty the way that Matthew Stafford established himself right now, the way that Matthew Stafford showed in the Super Bowl in the postseason. He may be able to get you through a week or two. He might be able to get you through a month, but is he going to be able to get you through a chunk of the season? I don't think so. So you can laugh, you can create jokes, you can do all these. The fact of the matter is they shut him down for a period of time. The fact of the matter is he did have an injection during the offseason. The fact of the matter is he did have elbow issues last year that may or may not have been responsible for his bad month of November where he threw a pick six 3 weeks in a row. All of those things being equal, if he's not right, your team is dead in the water. It's extreme. It seems like a lot to say, but it's true. If he can't play at the best of his abilities, your chances to make the playoffs, your chances to advance in the playoffs and ultimately to win the Super Bowl again, go from, they're one of the five or six or eight teams that have a real chance to do that to now something extraordinary needs to happen. And you don't want to bet on extraordinary. You don't want to count on extraordinary. You don't want to have to find a way to get the one thing done. So they can make jokes. They can talk about, it's a pitcher thing. Okay, look, I get it. I mean, he throws a lot of passes, that he does a lot of work in practice, that he looked a lot better. But until you see live bullets where everything is taking place in the order in which you expect them to take place, I'm going to be holding my breath a little bit. Everybody can poop. Because, look, you don't even put it out in the universe. If this is no big deal, he throws all through camp. If this is no big deal, we're not talking about irritation. If this is no big deal, we're not talking about any of the little things that can set you off and set you back and put you into the wall. Okay, because every time he throws a bad pass next season, this upcoming season, it's going to be, ooh, I wonder if his elbow's bothering. That's what this is about. This is not about the Charger game coming up on Saturday where he's not even going to play, or the game against the Texans or the Raiders or any of the. It's about Buffalo on Thursday night on September 8th at SoFi Stadium opening season. And can he whistle that ball in there when he absolutely has to do it? And then can he bounce back and do it in practice? And then can he do it in week 2, 4, 8, 10, 17 playoffs? That's what this is about. Not 1 week. All right. So that's Matthew Stafford's elbow. Cooper Kupp, of course, is a big part of what the Rams have planned as well. Is he a top five wide receiver? Not according to one player in the NFL, he's not. And that's good news for the Rams. That's coming up next. Let's talk a little bit about Dave, okay? This actually happened to me this week, as a matter of fact. All of a sudden, you get a big expense that maybe you weren't expecting. For me, it was a car repair, right? My car, some arm rocker thing, which has decided it didn't want to work anymore. And now there are hundreds of dollars to get it fixed. And this is where something like Dave can help. If you're living check to check, you're struggling to make ends meet, it can be incredibly stressful when all of a sudden you get an expense that you weren't expecting. And Dave is the banking app that can help you get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. That's more money to fix that car, to fill that tank, to catch up on bills. You can finally tackle those expenses that's been stressing you out without any hangups, I should say. There's no interest and there's no credit check needed. Millions of people have already downloaded the Dave app to get the financial relief they need with the extra cash. So here's how you do it. You download the Dave app from the App Store right now. That's D-A-V-E. You sign up for an extra cash account and get up to $500 instantly. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking provided by Evolve member FDIC. give yourself a little breathing room, give yourself a little time, go download that Dave app right now and have a little cushion to make sure that you can cover all of those expenses. So this is not something that is totally unexpected. It's still frustrating, but it's not something that's totally unexpected. I'm talking about the continued disrespect that Cooper Kupp gets. And I'm going to say it again because it bears repeating. Cooper Kupp last year did not have a great year. Cooper Kupp did not have a year that is good by his standards. Cooper Kupp had one of the greatest wide receiving years in the history of the NFL. He led the league in receptions. He led the league in touchdowns. He led the league in yardage. Okay, so the triple crown of wide receiver was captured by Cooper Kupp. Guys like Jerry Rice have done that. That's about the end of the list. And Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp, touchdowns, yards, receptions. So when you start to hear things like this, and this is from Trayvon Diggs, the Cowboys cornerback, was asked to list his top five wide receivers, this is what he had. He had Stephon Diggs, not a big surprise there. Davante Adams, number two, Tyreek Hill, number three, Ja'Marr Chase from the Cincinnati Bengals, number four, and CeeDee Lamb is number five. Okay, all five of those guys, very, very good wide receivers. Did any of those men lead the league in catches? No. Did any of those men lead the league in touchdowns? No. Did any of those men lead the league in yards? No. The reason is because Cooper Kupp led all of those guys in all three of those categories. I get it. You don't like it. You don't like that Cooper Kupp is the guy that doesn't really feel like the guy that's supposed to be the best wide receiver in football. He's a late round draft pick, right? He doesn't light it up with the most amazing speed you've ever seen in your life. It's not on a SportsCenter or a highlight rip where he's making acrobatic catch after acrobatic catch after acrobatic catch. There's no OBJ, you know, two finger catch over the top of his head on Monday Night Football. I understand that the highlight reel may not be as spectacular as some of those other guys that he's talking about. Diggs, Adams, Hill, Chase, Lamb. Got it. You know what none of those other guys also have? A Super Bowl appearance. Or I should say Tyreek Hill does. You know what none of them have? A Super Bowl MVP award along the way. You know what none of these guys have been able to do is just consistently go out there and overperform expectations. Now, Ja'Marr Chase is one of those guys on that list that I do not like that much because he scares the you-know-what out of me. Ja'Marr Chase is one of those guys that I have a feeling we're going to be talking about for a very, very long time. Tyreek Hill, I'm very interested to see how that looks without Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid setting the table for him right there. I'm very curious what Davante Adams is going to look like when all of a sudden he doesn't have to deal with Aaron Rodgers, but also has to deal with Derek Carr. We'll see how that shakes out. You know, there a guy like Diggs, Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen, that's a very, very dangerous combination to be sure. But this is another great example of why I think the Rams are really set up to have another good year, health willing, because it does not feel like they're being given the respect that typical super defending Super Bowl champions are, where the best, the only guy on that team that I feel like is given the respect that they, two guys, let me back it up and give you another one. It's two people. It's Aaron Donald. We can full stop and move on from there. Everybody knows what he's about. And Jalen Ramsey, another one, full stop, one of the best corners in the league. Everybody understands it, and we can go from there. But Matthew Stafford, underrated. Robert Woods, when he was here, underrated. And of course, Cooper Kupp is another one of those guys that, yeah, he's pretty good, but Sean McVay's offense, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, then why can no one stop him? If it's just a matter of, well, Sean McVay knows how to get him open, okay, then why is no one else doing what he's doing? Why didn't Robert Woods win the Triple Crown? Why not Van Jefferson? Why not OBJ? Is Allen Robinson all of a sudden going to have a Triple Crown season? The answer is no. It's because he's that good. I was out of camp the other day and saw him come on. I'm talking about Cooper Kupp run over and start signing some autographs. He's huge. He's incredibly strong. He's a lot faster than you think he is. And he is as precise and as skilled a route runner as you're going to find in the league. But sure, go ahead and put him 6th or 10th or 35th on your list. It doesn't matter. You don't think, look, he slow plays it. He understands that this is his lane. He understands that this is how he's going to make his way in this league, by just not saying a whole lot, just going out there and catching a whole bunch of passes, and that he'll make his money and he'll win his Super Bowls and he'll win his Super Bowl MVP and do this, that, and the other thing. He doesn't need to talk a whole bunch. That's just kind of how he is. I go back to the Super Bowl parade at the Coliseum when everyone else is having the time of their life, and Cooper Kupp looked like he wanted to go back into the gym and start running routes. He's a very serious individual, and that's how he goes about his business. But keep putting him down on that list, because the further down he goes, the more he's going to do work, the more he's going to go after guys. And I just get a kick out of anybody on the Cowboys deciding that this person or that person is better or worse on a list because, well, they saw him in a game here or there. Cooper Kupp is the best wide receiver in football by any measurement you want. Winning? Yes. Won the Super Bowl. Catches? Yep, number one. Yardage? Yep, number one. In the end zone? Yep, number one. Take your pick. He's not outside the top five, much less outside the top one. All right, coming up next, another wide receiver conversation. Odell Beckham Jr. still unsigned. The Rams seem to be the front runner. Is there another team in the mix? That's coming up after this. BetOnline.net is the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your betting needs. Find your favorite sports and events at the number one online source for odds, lines, and games. Find reviews and news of every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. Go look at those future Dodger lines. You might want to get down because they are getting shorter and shorter and shorter. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all of your sports wagering information, from live in-game betting, scores, and podcasts. They've got you covered. Head on over to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to learn more about the action happening right now. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, so we are well into August right now. The Rams have their first preseason game, like I mentioned, coming up here in less than a week, Saturday evening, I should say, 7 o'clock at SoFi Stadium. And Odell Beckham Jr. is still unsigned. Odell still has not made his decision. A team has not necessarily at least come in with an offer that is going to blow him away as far as compensation goes, at least not to this point. And it's kind of a waiting game. It appears that the Rams have the inside track. And look, here's why. We saw Sean McVay on the NFL Network, what was it, a week or so ago, you know, making jokes about Odell, you know, we'll see you soon kind of thing, right? We know that Odell Beckham crashed Sean McVay's wedding, which is pretty funny. We know that he's still in touch with his teammates. We know that he had an incredible season with the Rams last year, was a big part of why they won the Super Bowl, and would obviously slide right back into that offense and be very effective immediately. So there's not a lot of on-ramping that would have to take place for him here the way it would in a lot of other places. So there are some advantages to coming back. The rapport that he built with Matthew Stafford in a short period of time is important as well. Ian Rappaport had this to say about other teams being in the mix, though. And some of these teams, and I'll pay attention here because I think this is interesting. Obviously, he's continued to receive interest from several teams, contending teams. I know the Bucs had some interest before they signed Julio Jones. I would imagine teams that were interested previously, the Green Bay Packers, still need a receiver. I would expect them to be interested. Of course, the LA Rams, his old team, who have the head coach whose wedding he crashed, still have maintained interest. Think about this. Think about the other two teams that you just heard right there from Ian Rappaport. We're talking about the three best teams in the NFC. I'm talking about Green Bay. They don't have Devontae Adams. They need another guy like that. You're talking about Tampa. Look, don't give Tom Brady more weapons, right? We already know what that looks like. He's got Mike Evans. He's got Chris Godwin. We know that he's, you know, Julio Jones is there. Maybe he's not what he once was, but still a guy that you got to cover, needless to say. And then, of course, you got the Rams, who, when you look at what they have right now, they got Kupp, they got Robinson, they got Van Jefferson. Those are three very good wide receivers. One of one. Allen Robinson, I wouldn't be surprised if put together a Pro Bowl season. And Van Jefferson has gotten better from year one to year two. I would expect him to be better in year three. But it's like, think about when the Dodgers got Max Scherzer a couple of years ago. It's not just that they got the guy. It's that the guy that they were competing with didn't get the guy. The Dodgers got Scherzer, kept him away from San Diego, and San Diego came unglued. If the Rams could get Beckham, all of a sudden you've got Beckham together with Kupp, Jefferson, and Allen Robinson. And, oh, by the way, Green Bay doesn't have him. Aaron Rodgers and Odell, do you really want to deal with that in the snow? You really want to deal with that anywhere? I don't. Do you really want to go to Tampa and have them have four guys? Think about one of the soft spots that we've talked about with the Rams, right? Is that secondary. You got Jalen Ramsey, you got Troy Hill, you got a couple of guys that are in there like that. But all of a sudden, you got two more guys that you need to highly account for. I don't need that as part of my life as a Rams fan, knowing that four guys are running loose and two of them are got really, really favorable matchups. That's one of the things that the Rams do so well, is they just beat you with sheer numbers. You got three guys that can cover, we got five guys that can catch passes. You got four guys that can cover, we got five guys that can get patches. Oh, we can run the ball. This is the deal, right? We're going to get numbers on the guys that we want to get numbers on. We're going to find a way to get them the ball. Don't give that weapon to somebody else. It feels like the Rams have some sort of thing in place with Odell. Like, look, you get healthy, we're going to save a spot for you. We're going to make sure that you're taken care of, but you need to make sure that you come back to us. That's all fine and dandy, right up until somebody says, hey, look, we'll give you whatever you want. We've got this much money. We need you to come in right now. We need you to start learning the playbook. So when you are healthy, Halloween, early November, whenever it might be, you can hit the ground running. So there is a bit of a risk involved in stringing this thing out. And that's something that the Rams need to be aware of. Do not let another person come in, another team come in and grab who could be one of the most dynamic wide receivers in all of football. All right, that's going to do it for this edition of Locked On Rams. Thanks for making us your first listen every single day. Now make Locked On Fantasy Football your second listen. Find the intellectual fantasy expert, Vinny Eiler, who brings over 20 years of NFL expertise and unique angles to give you the moves no one else has. Get ready for your fantasy draft with Locked On Fantasy Football. Until next time, whose house? It's Locked On Rams' house.